Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Chilling as usual with my main man, Father Time. Timer, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling. Wick, what's happening, dude? Never mind. Look at Stowe, what's up?
Hey, y'all, what's going on tonight?
We chilling. Miss your name.
What's up,
baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We chilling.
Going down.
Nothing much.
Yeah, see the gang's all here. Okay, hold on. Selena.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, you evil motherfucker. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, homie.
You thought I forgot, didn't you?
That's not it.
Today your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, yo.
Man, I know you. As the kids say, I know you're getting turned up.
The weekend, I'm at work right now.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah, Friday.
Hey, best way to spend a birthday, making money.
Right, okay, best way. Yeah, my girl's coming down this weekend. We gonna party.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. We ain't got the 4-9 crew coming, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Tell me where the party going to be at.
All around the 317, damn it. I'll let you know.
Hit me up and let me know. Hey, I'll make my surprise visit.
Definitely. Bring a friend.
I got you.
Am I invited?
Sure. Of course. I have no party. We're just partying, though. I'm last.
If I was in the 317, I'd be there.
Yeah, we partying. We really are. I need to. I need to kick out my heels.
Oh, that's what's up.
Partner 21.
Ladies, let me ask you a question. How many of y'all down with the sexting?
Yeah.
Huh?
I am. It's safe as hell.
You ain't down with the sexting? You ain't never seen nobody a naked picture?
I'm not. I ain't talking about that. I thought you was talking about, like, talking dirty through texting.
It's the same thing.
No, the hell it ain't. I ain't sending none of this to nobody. Shit. Nah.
You ain't never done it.
I ain't never done it. I'm just saying. I should just shut up.
You're done with it, right?
I should just shut up.
I mean, that means you're down with it, right? You wouldn't have a problem with doing it.
No, I put it like this. I have done it. I wouldn't really do it again. I text
okay.
the wrong person.
See, that shit happens. Yeah. What about you, Liquor Stove? You down with the sexting?
Sure, why not?
Have you ever done it before?
I have, but you know what? With only select people, it's not like everybody I know can get those type of pictures for me, but sure, for the right person.
Janine, before I get to you, I want to piggyback on something. You said the right person, right? A select few, right?
Mm-hmm.
But would that be anybody you gave your number to?
No.
That would be a select few.
Well, first of all, with me personally, I don't give my number to everybody.
That's my point. If you gave me your number, you just said you don't give your number to everybody. But if you gave me your number, that means I'm one of the select few.
No, it doesn't.
And if I asked you for a picture, you shouldn't have no problem with sending it to me.
No,
I mean, you
because,
gave me your number.
Right.
So apparently you're interested.
Okay, but you don't go asking me for that. If I want to send you a picture, if I want to send you a photograph, that's going to be my choice. You, if you ask me, I'm going to feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're moving too fast. But if I choose to do it, and you know what I'm saying, then that's me choosing to do it. Now, if you tell me, okay, I wasn't ready for that, which you're probably not, you know what I'm saying, then I'll respect that. And I'll wait until you ask, but.
I'm going to ask you on the first night.
And then And then that'll be the last time we talk.
Pick one of those pigeons, baby.
And that'll be the last time we talk.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on. Now, normally I'd be like, all right, Father Time, he kind of going too far. But now, what if the conversation got heated and it got kind of sexual? You know, but shit, let me see what you're working with. I mean, that has happened.
Okay, but not on the first time we talking, texting, whatever. No.
Yeah, it has happened. I've seen it happen. I mean, me personally, fuck it, I'll send a picture. Go, you want to see it? Hey, here you go.
But men, you know, they, of course, you know, it's nothing for a man.
It ain't nothing for a woman either.
But I'm not going to lie, when I did do it, it was the first time I talked to a guy, I could admit that. You know, we had a heated conversation. But the downside to that is I got a little excited and sent the picture to my auntie.
Oh, well,
thank God, she's a freak, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, that's what I'm No, did you just which auntie did you send it to?
It's my youngest, she's my youngest auntie. She a big freak, so, you know, she just laughed.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It was crazy, so it was cool. Not one of my Jehovah's Witness aunties.
Yeah, because I could see Moochie like, what?
Oh, that's, she a big freak. She's straight. So.
Yeah, but she'll want to see you.
Well, what about you, Janine? You down with the sexting?
Sure, I
don't want to leave you out. Now, take what he said earlier. If the conversation get heated, it's the first night we're talking. You know, we've been on the phone for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Conversation turned to sex. You know, we talking. You know, we got a sexual topic going on.
Uh-huh.
And I say, and you know what I'm saying? You into it? I'm into it. So I'm like, fuck it. Hey, why don't you go ask me one of those pictures?
Uh-huh.
Would you do it?
If he sent me a picture of him first, I probably would.
I'm sending a pic, so y'all don't mind me.
Right now, in the process, right now, send the pic.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. They better be lucky they had this shit in high school because every motherfucker, hey, every goddamn girl in high school, my dick would have been all over Westside High.
Lord, you stupid.
Oh, they better be lucky they didn't have this shit in high school. My shit would have been all over Westside High. I am not bullshit.
Like, I know him. I know that dick.
Mm-hmm. Man, they'd have been like, he sent you a picture, too.
Right.
No, it wouldn't. It'd have been so many different ones. They'd have been like, God damn. Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Mother, what's happening, baby?
How y'all doing today?
We talking about sending nasty pics over the phone. You going to send us one?
Hell to no.
You don't believe in sexting?
Hell to the no.
Man, I'm...
You ain't never done it?
I made a mistake in doing it once. And it wasn't even that I sent it over the phone. It was just, you know, email picture.
You know, man, I find that hard to believe coming from you. You actually gave us a show. On camera.
That's different.
How's that different?
First of all, I trust y'all to this is a site that I was on. This was something I knew that I was doing. I knew what I was doing when I did it. Now, when you sending somebody a picture, assuming that you sending that picture to that one particular person, and then they send showing it to everybody, they know, you know. I gave a show to certain people that was I knew were watching. Now it would
tell you like I was passing out Polaroids like business cards when I was younger. Hey, you want to see it? Big old Polaroid. I was past the Polaroid. I don't get no fuck. Fuck it.
I mean, it was like one time I had a male gentleman caller. What do you call him? He was call himself sending me pictures, wanting me to send him pictures. But every time he sent me a picture, it was just of his penis. It wasn't of nothing else. And
it would have to be me.
I said, I really don't think that was him.
Well, shit, I'm going to tell you, you'd be like, damn, 12 o'clock at noon. Damn, it's a dick pic. 3:30 in the afternoon. It's a dick pic. 8:17 at night. The dick pic. Look at the, hey, all you can say is look at all the different backgrounds. It's up everywhere. At home.
I let him take a picture of me in my panty and bra, and I got on. Thank God he didn't take a picture of my face. I got on Facebook one day, and that same picture that I took for him was on his Facebook page.
Well, see, y'all got to know who y'all dealing with.
And
that's
kind of foul, though.
That's
foul. That's foul. Because, I mean, you send a picture to me, you ain't got to worry about nobody seeing it.
That's what he spoke, though. Those are the words that came out of his mouth.
Yeah, and I understand that. And for all practical purposes, I understand. I understand why I ain't going to say girls because y'all grown-ass women. I can understand why women are more leery than men. I mean, me personally, fuck it, shit. I don't give a damn. Motherfuckers say whatever. But, is that my dick on Facebook? Yes, it is. Hey. I don't give a damn. I don't care. I mean, fuck it, shit. Hey, all motherfucker, you ain't doing nothing but free advertising. Nah. Any motherfucker in their right mind, I'm going to tell you like this. Any smart motherfucker, he ain't finna run around showing his boys all this pics. Because I'm going to tell you like this. If you show me the pic, and this her. And I'm like, God damn. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, girl? I ain't gonna tell you I seen that pic, but yeah. I wanna see that shit up close and personal.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I know I have, you know what I'm saying, did some wild things in my days, you know, but it's because I wanted to. It's not because, you know, I didn't assume that you basically not going to show my personal. If I did it and I knew that there was a chance that more than one person was going to see it, then that's because I chose to do it. Like when I gave y'all that show, I knew who was on video camera watching.
I'm going to tell you, hey, if I give you a pic, I'm going to be looking at your friend. All right, take a look. Feel free to look. For real, man, I fuck that. I mean, shit, I ain't ashamed of myself. Shit, not at all. Okay, let me ask y'all this. Do y'all feel like, okay, because we all, you know, we all, like I say, we all grown as adults here. Y'all feel at a certain age, like, okay, I'm too grown. Like, let's just say the sexting thing, the sexting. Do y'all feel like, all right, I'm too grown to do that now? Like, yeah, maybe in my teenage years I might have did that, but there's no way I would do that now.
Hell no. Well, the baby don't agree.
He said, hell no.
Baby talking about shit. Baby trying to get a big pig.
There are some things I might feel like, okay, I'm too grown for, but most things,
okay.
No. Okay.
Give me
I'm
an example.
Like,
give me an example of something. Okay.
I don't know,
I'm
but
asking,
most things I will do.
Right. That's why I'm like, give me an example.
It would be rare.
You know.
Like, that's why I was like, okay, give me an example of something. She's like, well, no, I ain't going to do that.
I wouldn't even be able to think of that right now.
Mm. Right. But now think about it. We grown now.
My fault.
We was doing the shit when we shouldn't have been doing it. Now that we of age to do it, now it's like, oh, we too grown to do that. No, see, now we of age where we should be doing the shit.
Same thing, everybody done it.
Right. And right, because we did this shit when we was younger, which we shouldn't have been doing. You know what I'm saying? Now that we done got older, I'm too grown to do that. No, this is how you're supposed to be doing it. So I'm going to bring y'all up to speed, and I say, send all the sexual pics you want. Go ahead. And if you need to send them to me and you feel like that, I will inbox y'all my number. Everybody got a page.
I mean, you know what? Because I got some slack for the things I've done on SimCity. Like, you know, I've had people tell me that I was too grown to be acting like that on SimCity. I ought to be ashamed of myself.
You hear that from us. You hear that from us, though. Don't worry about what other people think.
Hell no.
I'm just saying, you know, I did what I did, but I still received negativity for what I did, you know.
There's always gonna be people that judge, but
exactly.
It's your life. You do what you want to do,
right?
No matter what people say.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I sure don't care. Only because I'm going to have to answer to it. I'm going to have good laughs with whoever when it's time for me to get judged. I'm like, oh, shit, I did that. Oh, yeah, I
was right. Hey, y'all remember that? What was that, a Snickers commercial not going nowhere for a while? That old man was like, ooh, you seen that? Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right, well, check this out, y'all.
Damn.
We're gonna play a little prank. So, if you're new to the show, enjoy the prank. It's dealing with the sex in y'all.
Hello.
This is a operator from Virgin Mobile.
This is she.
Okay, how you doing, Patricia?
I'm fine.
Okay. Like I said, this phone call is in regards to my text message that was sent.
A lot of text messages?
Yeah, it's more like a picture message. Ma'am, are you familiar with the term sexting?
No.
Okay, well, here's our problem over here at Virgin Mobile. What had happened is, I understand that you're a consenting adult, and I can understand that, you know, people do things from time to time. But the problem occurred that, you sent a picture at 3:30 p.m. and 3:31 p.m.?
Today?
Yes, today.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the problem is
sure?
that, our records indicate, okay. Well, here's the problem.
Okay.
The pictures were sent to a 612-387-7311 number, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the problem is that the person that the pictures were sent to, they called in, the parents of the young boy called in and said that you were sending provocative nudity pictures to him.
How?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, that's what we're trying to see now. We're trying to get it figured out. Like I said, we got it's a new sexting law that prohibits you to send any type of pornography pictures, especially to a minor.
And it was from this phone?
Yes, ma'am. That's
Yeah, but you sure about this? You sure y'all records ain't messed up? Because I ain't said nothing.
I mean, ma'am, I don't know. Maybe you might have put your phone down, or someone picked your phone up, someone used your phone, but whatever the case is, because of what happened, they're going to cut your services.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
So what
I mean, because the problem is that it was sent, I mean, because honestly, ma'am, it's not really laughing matter because they really, the parents of this young boy, they want the press charges on you. And that's what we're trying to get this underway because that's a federal offense now to send
Send to me whatever was sent from my phone then, because I'm not understanding how anything is sent from my phone.
Okay, ma'am. Listen to me.
Because I'm thinking, this, I'm really believing that this is a prank call, because this is unbelievable.
I mean, ma'am, this is the new rule we got. It went in effect as of, what, January 1st? I mean, we were trying to, you know, like I said, you're grown consenting adult, and we have no problem with that as
okay,
long as it's for the grown-ups. Excuse me?
What was the number to send to? 612-387-7311.
Are you familiar with that number?
I'm trying to look at my phone. Let me see. Hold on. What is it again?
612-387-7311.
Hey, say it again. You said like 612-387-7310?
No, ma'am. This was 11, and the young man, the parents said that the young man is 14 years old, and he said that the there were two pictures sent, one at 3:30 p.m., one at 3:31 p.m.
Because the only two pictures I sent out today, period, is of my face. And it was sent to the number I just gave you.
Excuse me? Say that again?
The two that I sent today is of my face, of the number that I just gave you.
Okay.
It's to the number that I just gave you.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second, please. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I've cut the record button off. I'm just here to tell you. I mean, these people, they're really serious. They're really serious about this sexting thing. They're really on it. I mean, they are really trying to push the issue, to press charges against you. I mean, they got these people, this mother and father, they both calling in talking about that you sent some pictures to their child. And I mean, I see the pictures, babe. I mean, to be real with you, I have some nice pictures.
Okay, what is it?
Excuse me, hold on one second. Now, hold on one second. I'm on your side. I'm trying to help you out here. If you listen to me, I'm trying to help you out. I got a couple of minutes before I have to switch you over to my supervisor. I'm trying to help you out here. Now, this is what we can do. Okay?
Listen. I'm listening.
Okay, now, I've seen the pictures, and like I said, they're not to the point where you can, you know how people are, they will press the issue and do like this. But, I mean, they are pretty provocative, sexy pictures. And, you
what
know,
are they, though?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, can you just listen to me? You sound like somebody who really don't really want to get in trouble about this. And I'm trying to help you out here. So this is what I'm trying to tell you what to do. Now,
mm-hmm.
I could push this back to Wednesday, okay? Now, what I need you to do is come Wednesday, 9 p.m., okay? You listening to me? You might want to jot this down. What I need you to do Wednesday, about 9 p.m., I need you to log on to the computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I need you to go to Blog Talk Radio, go to a show called Sin City, then listen to yourself there, prank call your boy Rod, all right? Hey, your boy set you up.
Oh, y'all are going to wake my baby up.
you okay? You okay? Because you sound like you was ready to be like, okay. You sound like you was ready to start cussing in a minute.
I was. Oh, my God.
So make sure you go to Blog Talk Radio. And make sure you listen to yourself getting pranked, all right?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hey, thank you, boy. Call your boy and tell him thank you.
All right.
Okay, buddy. Church.
Mama.
I don't give a goddamn.
We
do,
dog.
Y'all can't say.
Man,
y'all can't
see,
say.
Like you tell you can't have ass information.
You say what?
This is a operator from Virgin Mobile.
Come on, man. Y'all gotta admit, I am damn good when I want to be. She thought she had me too. I kept it going.
Yeah, you pulled that one out, man.
Janine, I still think the best one was with your friend. I think that was the best one.
Which one was that?
Motherfucker. Old girl that we told we took her taxes.
Oh, what was her name?
Rabina. That was a classic.
Give me 5 minutes and we'll have Rabina's uploaded. Give me a couple of minutes. That motherfucker was ready to fight.
That motherfucker say, I had me speak to your boss right now. I don't believe it. I'm so tired of this shit. Hey, man, we got to get back to doing them pranks, man. Hey, if y'all know anybody y'all want to prank, hey, y'all just got to let us know. Give us all the information. Hey. We can get them. Well, I don't give a damn if it's your mama. We'll get them. We'll get them. I ain't bullshitting. We'll get them.
Hey, that one y'all did with the baby one was pretty good too, Dolly.
Yeah. Father Time still can't go to the fraternity union behind that one.
Oh, yeah.
He's still
mad at me. That shit.
Yeah, that
he's
was
still mad from all family reunions.
She won't even talk to me.
What neither?
I'm like, damn, it's just a joke.
You all types of son of a bitch.
Hey, that's just what he was. Y'all black son of a bitch. You wasn't even a son of a bitch. You was a slum of a bitch. You black slum of a bitch. I ain't like him or his mama.
Yeah. All right, who wants to hear Rabina's? Let's take a vote. Who wants to hear Rabina's prank?
Well, I heard it, so
well,
I actually set it up.
Hey, I'm always down here to do pranks.
She was hot.
Well, I think it was the reason why it went so well because some of her taxes was getting taken, but not the whole amount that y'all were saying. You feel what I mean?
We left her with like 90-something cents, something like that. That motherfucker was hot. Wait a minute.
Was this the person?
I'm not responsible for his debt. Was that the person?
Yeah, because it was her ex-husband's debt that they kept trying to take. Her taxes, but they were gonna have to pay some of her taxes, but it was only gonna be like a couple of $100. But they called like they was the IRS saying they was taking all $5,000 of it or something. It was something like that.
We left her with like 30-something. We left her with like what? It had to be something like 90-something cents or some shit or 35. I know we took the $5. I know we took the $5,000.
Oh yeah, that was gone. Check it out, y'all. Check it out, y'all.
Hello. Who's calling?
This is Agent Robinson from the IRS.
Yes.
Is this Rabina?
Yes.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm okay, and yourself?
I'm doing fine. I was calling to let you know our records indicate that you owe more money for your taxes because of your husband, Lawrence.
Yes.
Okay, are you aware that he owes back taxes?
Well, we're divorced, and I'm so tired of this. Do you have an ID number that I could take, please?
Sure. Are you ready?
Yes, because it is odd for the IRS to just call you like that. I just want to make sure that this is a legitimate conversation.
Sure. Are you ready?
Yes.
311.
Uh-huh.
84.
Uh-huh.
57.
Uh-huh.
B as in boy.
B as in boy?
Correct.
Okay.
My name
and,
is Agent. I'm sorry?
And your name?
My name is Agent Nathaniel Robinson from the IRS Collections Department.
Nathaniel Robinson?
Yes.
Robertson.
No, Robinson. R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay, Robinson. Okay.
Correct. Now, are
and
you,
that's Nathaniel.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am?
I understand what you're about to say to me, and I am so tired of this because we've been divorced 2.5 years, and I keep trying to tell them that in my divorce decree, it says that when we divorce, his debts is his debts and my debts are my debts. But for some odd reason, I'm the one that keep getting hit for his debts. And so far, I'm just being told there's nothing I can do. Am I the one that's stuck with everything? Am I the one that has the kids? Yes. Do I believe that I shouldn't have to pay his debt and my taxes should not come from my taxes? Yes. But from my understanding, there's nothing I can do.
Well, you guys were married, correct?
Yeah, we were married.
Okay, but as far as IRS go, when you're married, you take on each other's debt.
Right.
So he currently owes
$5,000.
Well, ma'am, he currently owes $5,600 in back taxes.
He owes what?
$5,600.
Where did that total come from?
He hasn't been paying taxes in a while.
He hasn't what?
He hasn't been paying his taxes in a while.
Okay, what taxes are you talking about?
Basically, ma'am, what's going to happen is we're going to deduct the $5,600. Out of your refund check of $5,635 that you will be receiving. You currently owe $900 in back taxes, correct?
Who owe what?
You currently owe $900 in back taxes, correct?
It's like $900 and some. So how are you going to tell me that you all are going to take all of my taxes to pay his debt?
That's the way the IRS works, ma'am. Would you like to speak to the supervisor? Just a moment, ma'am. I'll put the supervisor on the phone for you.
Can you give me a phone number? Can you give me a phone number?
Yes, you can get that information from the supervisor, ma'am. Just a moment.
Internal Revenue Service, may I help you?
Yes. Can you first of all give me a number? A phone number to call you guys back.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. 1 second. I have you down. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm talking to the right person. Right.
All you need to give me is a phone number to contact you guys back.
Okay, ma'am. Can you just calm down 1 second? I mean, I'm getting all the information. He's faxing all the information over to me, and I'm trying to, you know, see what's going on. So can you just give me a second?
Well, does they have anything with you giving me your phone number? Do you know your number?
Okay, ma'am. Here's the problem right here. You know, there's a thing called, wait a minute, let me get this paper. I want to make sure I get everything right. I want to make sure I get everything right here. Hold on 1 second.
Does this have anything to do with you giving me your phone number so I can contact you back?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to do all that. I'm about to tell you. I mean, I understand that you're upset, but the real problem, the person that you really should be upset is your friend Tasha. because she has you on a prank show called Sin City.
Are you freaking kidding me? Oh my freaking God. Oh my. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, why, hey, Tasha did it. Hey, you can kill her. That's, she put you on.
Oh,
oh,
I,
oh,
I have to go because I am about to cuss this bitch out.
Welcome to Sin City, baby. All right. You have a good one.
We are good. We are damn good.
I missed it. Oh, wow.
We are damn good.
Damn,
good.
I missed it.
Wow.
We could prank anybody.
Hey.
So all we need is the right information.
Then you can whoop your ass.
Whatever.
See, did she ever call you?
Yeah, she called me.
I know the first thing came out her mouth. I know the first thing came out her mouth. Bitch. You bitch.
Hell to the top of fucking pop.
And you,
he said, I'm going to try to do with my tax money.
You know I have shit to do with
that. Oh,
I was about to say, oh, shit, they about to take all my taxes.
What? Motherfuckers think they finna get 5 racks back and think they, then motherfuckers tell them all they finna get is $35? Jeez. Man. She gonna fucking try to kill her husband.
Okay.
Who did what?
Hold on, hold up. Let me get your number, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, she wasn't trying to hit you. I need your number.
She said, "Who did what? Where that total come from?"
Hey, you know what was going to happen? She's finna hang up and call his ass. You punk motherfucker.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm so tired of your shit.
And she gave the whole lowdown. We have been divorced for 2.5 years. I am tired of paying his debt.
Okay.
She done brought up the divorce decree.
She was like, I know what you're about to say to me, and I am tired of it.
I don't even want to talk about the shit. Just give me the fucking information I need.
Right. Just tell me who you are and how I can reach you back.
All right.
No, she got me.
I got everything. I got the keys. And I
got
to deal with
his
debt.
Right. Hell to the now. Hell to the now.
It has been 2.5 years. Not just 2 years, but 2.5.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
She said, what do this got to do with you giving me your, do you know
no
your life?
Man, you just don't know how hard it was not to laugh when she said that shit. Man, I was finna just bust out. I had to just hold like, hold on, man. Damn.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was a good one.
How you kept a straight face, and how y'all keep a straight face through that, I will never understand, because I would have died a long time ago. The shit wouldn't even turn, it wouldn't even been a prank. It was up to me. I would have just started dying.
Hey, we good at what we do, baby. We good at what we do.
For sure.
All we need is the right information. See, Janine sent all the information out, so we had all the perfect information. We had everything perfect. And see, that's what got it, because our whole thing was, these motherfuckers know too much. So they
right.
Gotta be the motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then he gonna click over to you, and that's the funny. And that is, y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy. Would you like to speak to my supervisor? And then here come your ass.
I'm sounding like some pistol pushing motherfucker. Like, hey, man, hold on one second.
Let me get things right. Let me get things right.
Right, that's what she was getting irritated when you said,
yeah.
What do this got to do with you giving me your number? Well, just one moment, man. I'll get to that, man. Just give me one minute. Let me make sure I'm talking to the right person.
And that's exactly how they do, too. That is crazy.
Dude, I swear to God, I said that so I could, man, I was over there cracking up. I was crying. I was crying, dog. I had tears in my eyes, like, man, I even got this far. I'm like, we got this far. I can't fuck it up. But, man, shit, she had me, man. She had me, man. I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, that shit was great. That shit was fucking great. We might as well make it a prank night, man. Fuck it, you want to play another one?
Which one? What's another one we got?
I don't even know, man. I'm just going to pick one and just let it ride.
No, some of them didn't work out, man. I'm going to let y'all know. All pranks didn't work out. Like the one with Michelle.
Well, most of them did.
Which one where y'all had that church lady cursing like a sailor?
That one was live.
Y'all had her cussing like.
That's the one you
she was
remember,
a...
right? The one that still ain't talking to you no more?
No. That was the one. It was my cousin. She was going up for the big four.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
I remember that one.
That was crazy.
But see, we never recorded that one. That one was live.
That was a live prank.
That one was never recorded.
That was crazy.
Yeah, she lost. Let's just say she lost her religion.
I felt bad for her. She stepped out her Holy Ghost.
Y'all
finna
do this shit to me? You a
motherfucker.
That was crazy.
I mean, somebody threatened to kick my ass.
I wish I could archive that one and didn't know which exact one that was.
I don't remember.
I don't remember the date.
I remember that she was on a deacon board.
Yeah. And we told her her background or something fucked up, and she was like, "Motherfucker, you motherfucker, fuck you motherfucker, I'm going to another church anyway, fuck you motherfucker."
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hey, but it's all in good fun, you know.
But sometimes, y'all, like, you remember that one we did when we didn't get a chance to call her back and let her know it was a prank? She done left the crib and everything and took the kids.
Yeah,
y'all was wrong for that one.
What?
That was real fucked up.
It was funny than a motherfucker. I mean, it wasn't funny then. But when you listen to it,
on the lawn with her kids, that's the whole house.
What?
Hold up. After the show, I literally had to go find this girl and tell her this was a prank.
What?
Yeah.
That motherfucker packed her kids up and, hey, like Janine said, she was on the lam.
And she's talking so with the kids here and everything she's saying, and they all in the background. I'm like, Mama, no! Don't let her say that!
What? What
her name, man?
Yolanda.
Oh,
okay.
I was like, oh my God, Donna scared the kids.
Man, that was
terrible.
Wrong.
What happened?
That one went, man,
oh,
that one
was what? Y'all was crazy, huh? Like CPS, or like y'all was CPS or something? Was that what it was?
No.
Yeah.
We told her that she was.
It was because of
that she was involved in a murder. That her car was involved in a murder.
What?
Now, hold on now. I think that her and D was probably the scariest one. They were probably the two scariest motherfuckers that we
ever
had.
The hell is calling me? Hold on.
Why do people get that comfortable with us? Motherfuckers just get so comfortable with us. Hey, man, hold on for a minute. All right, I'm back. God damn. Totally comfortable with us. I'm glad. Fuck it. I'm glad. But God damn, motherfuckers get comfortable with us. Wait a minute. Somebody called me. Hold on.
All right. Like, we just talking to each other. This is a private conversation. Hold on. My other line ringing. Hold on.
Right. Like,
live show?
Click over and just be like, I'm on the show. Yeah, I mean, you'd be in the middle of a heated topic. But yeah, and furthermore, what I think about the wait a minute, hold on, somebody just clicked in. Hold on.
What?
Really? Then motherfucker get back like, all right, I'm back. Yeah, like I was saying. God damn, really? Selena. All
right, man, I got
Selena just dropped too. I was about to ask, did she have somebody she wanted us to get?
Ow.
What you about to say, though?
All right, I got two queued up, man. Tell me which one you want. We got Yolanda or Tawana.
I like Yolanda, man. Yolanda's the funniest one.
You want to do Yolanda?
Yeah, Yolanda was funny.
All right, give me a second. Let me get her on the board.
I think Yolanda was, like I said, between Yolanda and D, they were like the two most scary, because D was going to rat you out. D was going to send your ass to prison.
He held out
for
a minute.
Yeah, D was
going
to rat you out. D was telling on everybody. As long as he ain't going to go to jail.
Yeah,
he was going to rat out. Who else
you
need? I ran him out.
Hell yeah.
He held out for about 7 minutes and 16 seconds.
Hey,
that's how long it was. He held out for about 7 minutes.
Hey, but did you hear what he was like? He was like, fuck. fuck it. It's a wrap. I gotta let this nigga go. That's what I told him. I was on my way. I'm coming to get his ass. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go outside.
That boy said, let me go outside and smoke a cigarette. Hold on. I don't want my kids to hear this. I'm like.
And then he gonna say, well, what's about to happen? I was like, well, you don't need to know nothing else. Oh, you're just not gonna tell me nothing else, huh?
Yeah, he held out though, man. For all of 7 minutes. All of 7 minutes.
And you on the phone ratting somebody out. Damn, I couldn't remember. They actually picked your ass up.
If they picked you up, that's why
I'm going to bring it on. He opened the door. He ran down.
Look,
he did it.
That motherfucker.
Yeah, you got to admit, dog. I made that motherfucker rat you out via a phone. So just imagine that motherfucker had him in interrogation. It was over.
Well, I got to admit, man, that was the best one you did, dog, because you had me shook for a minute. I'm like, this motherfucker sound like a real cop. Had me shook for a minute. I'm like, God damn, I might have told on myself. All right, I got Yolanda queued up, y'all. All right, here go Yolanda, y'all.
Hello.
Is this her?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'm not going to beat around the bush with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for...
Who say who?
What?
I'm sorry.
This is Detective Malone. Have you seen her?
I don't know her.
You don't know Detective Malone from New Jersey Homicide Unit.
Why would you be looking for her?
Because she was involved in something that I need to find out about. Do you know her, yes or no?
And this is a detective.
Detective Malone, look. Do you know her, yes or no?
Is she okay?
Do you know her, yes or no?
Is she okay?
I'm trying to find that out now. Do you know her, yes or no? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, do I need to send a squad over there to pick you up and bring you in so you can talk to me in person? Spencer.
I've never heard of nobody handling that over the phone, though.
Okay, if you prefer, I can send a squad over there to pick you up.
How did you get my number?
How about I get your number?
Uh-huh.
Listen. You on a Black Explorer?
Huh?
Do you own a Black Explorer?
Uh-uh, not no more, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Was the Black Explorer registered to you at one time?
Yes.
2003 Black Explorer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. And when did you renew the plates for that?
Huh?
When did you renew your plates for that Black Explorer? As a matter of fact, let me ask you this. Where did you get those plates from? Were those the plates that came with...
Huh?
Were those the plates that came with that truck? Okay, I don't have time to play games with you, okay?
No, I'm not playing games with you at all.
Okay.
I'm not playing... My phone
is... And I need to find...
On it off. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's not my problem. That's not my problem. I don't work for the phone company. I work for the homicide unit.
The homicide unit?
Yes. Are we getting somewhere now?
She
wasn't. Where did the place on that Explorer come from? Place on that Explorer come from?
I don't understand. Okay, wait a minute. I'm here. I don't know what's going on.
Know where the plates for the Black Explorer came from that's sitting in the tow shop right now. The truck got towed, correct? And those
yes.
were not the plates that belonged to that truck. Those plates belong to a Black Avail, correct? Chucky, that's Gary, Indiana?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
I don't know her last known address.
Now we're going now, right? Okay.
I don't know
How did the plates get on your truck? Apparently, you know where she is because you have her place on your truck.
I don't have that truck anymore.
Okay, the truck is still registered to you.
Okay, yes, the truck is registered. Huh?
How did you get plates on your truck? Where did you get those plates from?
I have my plates here. I got my plates.
How did the Black Avail plates get on your truck? I've been looking for this car for a while now, and now the plates end up on a truck that's sitting in a pound somewhere. How did those plates get on your truck? I need to know that right now. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, I need to know how those plates got on your truck.
I don't know how they got on my truck.
Okay, well,
I don't know. When he came to tow my truck, hello?
Yes.
When he came to tow my truck, I let him know that. I'm like, those not my plates. Okay, I let him know that.
Where did the plates from? Where did those plates come from? You got those plates from Tawana, correct? So now
you said
you're aiding and abetting a
felon. No,
we have her brother in custody right now.
Her brother?
Do you know Joseph? He's the shooter. He's the shooter.
What?
And now we need to find his sister, and you know where she is, and I'm not going to play any more games with you.
Okay.
Well, we'll send a squad over there, pick you up, take your four kids to the welfare or wherever or whatever. But you know where she is, and I want to know where she is right now. So
I don't know where she is.
I
don't know where she is.
I want the whole family up. I need to know where she is now.
You going to take my kids?
You don't cooperate because you're leaving me no choice.
Drop dime on this bitch. You better tell what this bitch had not.
Girl, where that motherfucker at?
Mama.
She held out, though, boy. I give her props. She held out.
She held out.
Yeah,
she
held out.
When you just take them kids, oh. She got the fuck out of there.
She left. Dude, she literally packed up her kids and left.
Dude, she packed her kids up and left. I got to her house. Her shit, she was gone.
That's crazy.
We found her a day later.
That's crazy.
We found her the next day.
I'd have to fuck somebody up.
Hey, like I told her, shit, you fuck up the motherfucker that played you.
There you go.
Did you tell her who? Did you tell her who had did her like that?
Yeah, I told her who did her.
Oh wow.
She's like, I'm finna break this bitch neck.
Yeah, we'd had a problem.
That's crazy.
I'm all right, man. I got it loaded up, man. So whenever you're ready to go to it, let me know.
All right, man. Now we gonna get this last one out, y'all. We gonna get this last one out. And this one, I think, me personally, I think this one was by far, he tried to save Father Time. He really did. He really tried to save Father Time, but I guess I convinced him to be a snitch. So, go ahead, dog. We're going to roll this last prank, y'all.
Oh, this is Thomas.
How you doing tonight?
Good, I'm doing well.
Okay. My name is Lieutenant Rob Ledbetter from the Jersey Police Department.
Okay,
I got a couple of questions I need to ask you. Do you know Rodney B?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's the problem. Rodney was involved in a homicide that we know of, that he suspected of a homicide.
Hold on, what?
Okay, Rodney was involved.
Hold on, he's involved in a homicide.
Yeah, listen to me well now. Involved in a homicide. Well, we believe that he was involved in a homicide. Now, he's been held up.
When was this?
This was, matter of fact, if you let me talk to you, I'll get to that. Now, he was
asking. Oh, my God, you kidding me, man? All right.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Here's the problem. Here's where it comes in. Now, he says that he was with you at 12:17 a.m. Saturday night. Now, was in New Jersey, and that he was a part of this. Now, he's being held up at Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Me, I'm on my way to Brooklyn Park, Minnesota now. But now, I want to check this story out. I don't want no bullshit. I'm coming to you real, because this is what this man's saying now. Listen to me, Demis. I don't know your situation. I don't know your history. I don't know what. All I know is something happened. Now, he was saying he's with you. Now, before you answer my questions, I want you to really think. I really want you to think about this, because I got enough proof to be saying he was with you. Now, once I get to Brooklyn Park, I will be coming to get you. I will be calling. When you seem like you're a nice guy, you seem like you're an honest guy, you seem like you're a guy that will come in that I won't have to come look for. Am I right? Hello?
Yeah,
that
looks me. Yeah.
I don't have to look for you, right?
No. Hold on. Let me step outside, man, and smoke a cigarette real quick while you talk.
Okay.
I just don't want to be in front of my kids, man.
Okay.
All right.
So, I mean,
can I
the question...
Where is he at right now?
Oh, he's in Brooklyn Park. He's in Brooklyn Park, but he's been picked up. He's been picked up already. We've had Brooklyn Park police come pick him up.
Jersey? What? I guess I'm confused about the whole Jersey thing, dude. We're in Minnesota, man. The fucking
okay,
Jersey?
Okay, so you're telling me that he was with you 12:17 a.m. Saturday night. Now, think about it now. I don't want you obstructing justice.
Well, hold on. No, I'm trying to, dude, I'm an insurance agent, man. I'm traveling all the time. I'm working, right? 12:17.
Saturday night.
12:17. Fuck, I just saw him, dude. I just wrote a fucking policy for him.
Okay, so that was at 12. Well, was it at 12:17 Saturday night?
No, I
need to know. Was he with you at 12:17 Saturday night?
fucking name, man. I got to get my fucking appointment. I just went over there late night and wrote a fucking. I had to have him sign a fucking policy.
Look, Devin, I understand.
I need to get my.
You need to tell me an answer now because listen to what I'm telling you. Rodney puts you in the middle of it.
No,
Rodney has you in the middle of
nothing.
Okay,
I'm not going to be putting in the middle of nothing, first of all.
Okay, so that's why I'm asking. Were you together?
Right, I'm going to – can I get my appointment book? I'm just going to my truck. I'm outside already. I'm in my truck getting my appointment book. Because I went over his house late night, and I just swung by and said, I need you to sign this paperwork. But it's
all right,
possible.
I mean, if you're willing to tell me that you were with Rodney Perry, right, then okay. Delmas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like I said, you sound like you're a guy, you want to do the right thing.
Right. I do, man. Hold on.
And I can tell you right now, I can put Rodney in New Jersey Saturday night. I can put him there.
Wow.
Now, if you want to obstruct justice and say, yeah, he was there, because I'm going to need to see everything, and I'm going to need you to come in once we get down to Brooklyn Park.
Would you need me to come in?
Yeah, I'm going to need you there. Like I said, I'm not here to bullshit. I don't have time for this. It's been a homicide, and I don't have time to play no type of games. Nah, I mean,
Who are you with? Hold on, who are you with, man?
New Jersey Police Department.
New Jersey Police
Department.
Dallas. Mm-hmm.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm not here to fuck around with you. I have better things to do. You think I really want to come to New Jersey, to Minnesota on this, and then I got you sitting here bullshitting me, trying to give me the runaround? No, I do not have time for that. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Now, either you can get yourself up out of this, or you can be a part of it. It's up to you. I really
I
don't give a damn about
that. Hold on. First of all, I'm not a part of nothing.
Okay, Dallas.
I'm not a part of nothing.
It's a simple answer. It's real simple. I mean, it's a yes or no. Were you with him at 12:17? That is that simple.
Wait.
I'm saying you got kids right there. You don't want nobody to know what's going on. But, I mean, I need to know these answers. I don't want to have to drag you in on some bullshit because Rodney's sitting here in line trying to save his ass. Evidently, he wasn't thinking too much about you to put you in the middle of this shit in the fucking beginning.
I'm not in the middle of nothing. First of all,
I understand that. So
all
what
right,
you're telling
I'm
me
not
that, so what you're telling me that you was not. That's what you're telling me, right?
I wasn't with him. All right.
You wasn't with him.
No.
Okay. You know what, Demis? You did the right thing. You did the right thing, Demis. Trust and believe, because you didn't want to get involved in this. Trust me.
No,
you
I'm not involved
in
nothing in the first place. I'm not
right.
involved, but.
And it takes a real, stand-up guy to not try to say he's down with his homeboy or he's trying to protect his homeboy. I understand that. You did the right thing.
What the hell happened in Jersey?
Okay, well, I'm not privileged to tell you that information.
Now you can't tell me shit now, right?
No, I mean, it's a need-to-know basis. All you need to know is that you've been pranked by Rod on the new talk show, boy. What's up, D?
What?
You're a prank, man. Welcome to Sin City, man. Rod pranked you.
Man, this is bullshit, straight up, man.
You're mad, man.
Oh, what's up,
man?
Dude?
I should hang up on y'all fucking ass, man. Straight up, man.
Yeah, he told on you, dog. He dropped down. He dropped a dime on you, man.
Yeah, he held out for a minute, though, man.
Man, he dropped a dime on you, bro. He dropped a dime.
Like Janine said, if I could get that motherfucker to talk over the phone, just imagine he's face to face. Your ass is cooked.
Hey, it's all in fun, man. It was all in fun.
Man, he was mad you just don't know. He wasn't?
Yeah, he was kind of mad for a couple of days.
Now you just know not to do a crime with him. through that. So now, hey, now how good are we, y'all? We good enough to get somebody that y'all want us to get? Anybody? Nobody?
Yeah,
I think so.
I think so. I'm trying to conjure up something right now.
All we need is the information. All right, Butter, what about you? Think you got somebody you got in mind?
I do, but I'm trying to see.
Everybody's thinking now.
Yes.
Hey, as long as it's information that's believable, they got to believe.
Right. We need the information that they know. They like, okay, don't nobody else know this information, so... In order for them to know it, hey, this got to be the truth.
Yep. Can never go wrong with the truth. And we'll get them. I mean, we can do it. We can record it. We can even do it live. Fuck Steve Harvey.
I got a couple of people. I'm just trying to figure out which one would be better.
Hey, we do mamas, baby daddies.
Yep. All we need is something that they would believe is true.
Now, I'm going to tell you now, y'all got to deal with the consequences afterwards.
Right.
After we tell them who it is. Hey, y'all got to deal with it. Man, I think that, I don't know. All right, y'all.
What you said about little man? Hold on.
I'm going to say Yolanda was the funniest one. I think Yolanda was the funniest one. Now, y'all
with
got
some crying kids.
Yeah, y'all got
that was hilarious, but at the same time, it hurt my feelings for the girl. I felt sorry for her.
I it was hysterical. Janine, what you think?
Janine left, man.
Oh, she left? Oh, well.
Yeah, she left.
All right, well, Liggins, so what you think?
I told you I'm trying to conjure up something right now.
I'm saying, who you think was the funniest one?
Oh, the funniest one? Okay, y'all had me cracking up with the taxes one. That one had me dying.
Yeah, that was pretty funny too.
That's crazy.
I still think the funniest one was the one with the VD. I thought that was the funniest one.
Nah, I didn't like that one. I mean, cause old girl knew it was a prank, cause she was a nurse, so she already knew it was a prank.
What? Did I miss that one?
No, we didn't play that one. But me personally, I didn't think that was funny because it was a nurse, and she knew that, you know, she was like, motherfucker, nah, y'all can't get me like that.
You better go wash your hands.
I don't know. Well, that one old girl said she's gonna come kick my ass.
Yeah, that was pretty funny too.
That's crazy. That girl, I mean, she was crying. The kids started crying. What did she have them on? Speakerphone or something?
I guess so.
Right, how did kids hear the conversation?
I mean, that was crazy. She was sitting there probably ready to Now who got slapped afterwards?
I say she wasn't ready to. She did. She actually left her house.
Man, broke the fuck out. Jetted.
When y'all calmed her down, who got slapped? That's what I want to know.
Nobody got slapped, but she kind of got leery of her friend, but after that one, she didn't. You know, her friend had to do a lot of apologizing.
Oh, wow.
You know, her friend did really have to do a lot of apologizing behind that one.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
I didn't know the welfare thing was going to go like that.
I wonder,
yeah,
do I know this person?
You know what? Honestly, yeah, you do.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Man, you know this. You know this person.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry, y'all. But y'all know I got a newborn baby. I can't mute his ass. Oh, come on now, Tug. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Nyla, shut up.
So if anybody got one, just inbox us on the site. Y'all know, sandcityradio.ning.com.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Inbox us. We all get on the phone together and hash it out.
As long as they believe it.
Right.
They got to believe it. It's got to be something pertaining to them.
See, I know so much that I can do, but half of the people I want to do, like, they have such bad tempers. They, you know what I'm saying?
That's good. That's a good thing. Good.
That's
right.
What I'm saying. I ain't trying to fight nobody.
They should want to fight over a joke.
Nah, these people have tendencies, like bipolar tendencies.
Well.
I'm going to have to think about it.
Well, we're gonna get some presents going for y'all. Some new ones.
We're gonna get some new pranks, new chronicles. We're gonna revamp the show, y'all. We're gonna revamp the show.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Has everybody got a chance to watch the Kevin Hart?
No.
Nope.
It's still up. I mean, as soon as everybody watch it, I'm going to throw that two guns on that at Denzel.
I wish I could watch it. My speakers aren't working. I'm going to see if I can fix them tonight and watch it.
But it's up there. I don't know how long it's gonna be there.
Well, don't delete it today, because I'm trying to fix my speakers on my computer today. And if I can get them fixed tonight, then I'm gonna watch it.
All right, Eddie just slid back in, man.
They ain't even about to say nothing.
I had to. He already asked you a question. You was gone.
Right, I'm like,
so sorry.
Janine and Sin City Radio.
I'm Janine, and this is Sin City Radio.
Oh, my goodness. My phone cut off, so I answered.
I can hear it now. People don't call to listen to y'all. They come for me. I'm the
boy. Ain't nobody called and listen to you, Father Time.
I'm the voice.
So what would you ask me?
Hell, it don't matter now.
He was asking you about the prank, that's all. Did you like it, that's all.
What? I had already said I liked the one with me. I've heard it already.
I gotta say,
but I need all the people that's listening. If y'all got somebody y'all want to prank, push one, let us know. We'll get it done.
Right.
With the boxing gloves on, just in case.
Right. I know it's somebody you want to get. I know, hey, the people that's listening, I know it's somebody you want to get. All we need is the information.
Yep. I got to just go to cncradio.ning.com. And inbox either one of us. Let us know. We can sit down and chop it up.
Hey, and furthermore,
I would love to do a prank see if how would my mama feel if she got a call saying my stepfather died.
Wow.
Yep.
Nah, now come on, die.
Wow. Wow.
We got to draw the line somewhere now.
Right.
Wow.
That ain't funny.
Especially she put the phone down like, yes, yes, goddamn it, yes.
That black mother.
Who's my father? Jesus, where is my friend?
You get to hit that David Chappelle because, you know, man, hey, they done been gone that long. They got insurance. She didn't get to hit that David Chappelle. I'm rich, bitch. No.
Well, let me go on record saying I disagree with that one.
Yeah, Jazeem, we're going to have to draw the line on that one. It ain't too many we draw the line on, but we're going to have to draw the line. We can't be talking about a motherfucking dead.
Right, I mean, we could say he got hit by a car or some shit.
Nah, because he's still alive. I want to see. She always acting like she's ready to get rid of him and shit. I want to see how hard would it feel if she felt like she was gone for me. What was she saying?
She gets off. Take me now, Lord. Take me now. No, time, we can't be responsible for that one. We can't.
No, I'm not going to do that one, man. I'm totally against that. I'm totally against that. I'm sorry. I want no parts of it. I'm not.
Nah.
Ain't
even
nothing.
He wants none. No parts. No parts.
Nah, I got to agree with that one. I can't do that one.
Take right. me down, Lord. Take me down.
Take me right to the bank, Lord.
Fuck around, hit some. Boom! Oh, shit. On the 9 o'clock news. Oh, fuck this. Hey, man, you see that old school picture I put on the site?
Yeah, I saw it. I got that one.
Man, that was the first night you smoked weed.
Yeah.
Well, you look hot in the motherfucker. That was the first night he ever smoked weed. Boy, he looked hot in the motherfucker, too.
Oh, wow.
That motherfucker.
Yeah,
hey.
I got that one.
Hey, you look like you was just scratching. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened to me, but shit. Hurry up and take the goddamn picture.
Those were the days.
Yeah, I think it was still in effect at that point.
That was in effect.
I say, you know, they had changed the name to the Savoy, but I think they were still called it in effect at that point in time. God. Damn, man. We done pranked some motherfuckers.
Everybody was staring at me.
They was, motherfucker. They was telling you to say cheese. Shit.
I'm talking about, I thought everybody in that motherfucker was staring at me. What the fuck are these motherfuckers looking at? Everybody looking at me. I was paranoid to the motherfucker up in there. I can't handle that shit. I know I can't.
All right, Wick, you got somebody you want to prank, man? You know what? I'm just not going to even talk to this motherfucker no more. You know, it's the damnedest thing with him. When you be like, wait, hey, calm down. When you ask the question, he won't answer.
You come back with that, I got y'all. I heard you on mute.
Hey, what he down there? He down there with the dog pile again in the studio?
I don't know. I have no clue. All right, man.
Well,
we done went past time.
Man City Radio, man. We need to get this site back popping. So we need y'all to be more active on the site. Butter, yeah, we need you back on now.
You know, I had issues.
Yeah, we know you got issues.
I know I had issues, you know. First, it was the baby, and then, you know, my computer kept acting up.
What now? Why? Janine, you too. Yeah, but Butter, now you didn't send this big old note. I'm back, y'all, and ain't been back since.
No, I had an accident. I have not been able to get back on. That's why I wasn't on yesterday. That's why I didn't call in yesterday. I had an accident this weekend.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. You feeling good enough to call today.
Mm-hmm. I all right, am y'all. Back, you know, just, you know what I'm saying.
Like I say, we see sunshine with a Y, as Bob Time say. We see you listening. So you need to get back active, too.
Hey, sunshine.
And I see my band player playing on here. He don't never say too much, but I see you on here playing. Yeah, you've been listening.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, I have not been on there. I'm gonna get on.
Do Waylo still call in?
No, we ain't heard from Waylo in a minute.
I think it's his birthday.
I think it was yesterday. Yesterday was his birthday. Yeah.
Mm.
So happy belated to my band Waylo. He ain't been in he ain't called in a while. So, but nevertheless, he's still part of Sin City family.
Mm-hmm.
We need some more feedback on the site, man. We start rolling, then everything just stops. Well, I don't see no more blogs, no more poems, no poetry. Damn sure ain't seen no pictures. God damn, people. Let's get it moving. SinCityRadio.net, if you still used to the old one, SinCityRadio.ding.com. Either or, it gets you there.
Yes, it will.
All right, so, well, I guess we're going to get up out of here. So, Butter, what you got for us? Any last words?
Hold on, Butter. Before we do that, we got to send a happy birthday to Spackabelly and Spoil Little Kitty. Today, their birthday.
Happy birthday.
Spoil Little Kitty is Selena.
Oh.
So we'd already told her happy birthday.
True that. We got a couple of birthdays tomorrow. We got Erica and Sexy G-Wop. Their birthday is tomorrow, so y'all log on and wish them happy birthday. All right.
All right. Well, now, Butter, what was your last words?
I enjoyed myself this evening, and I will make sure that I'm back next week, and I will be trying to find somebody to set up real quick, because I got a couple in mind, but I'll see. Damn.
That's what's up. All right.
Hopefully
let me
I
talk.
Have a babysitter with me.
Yeah, hopefully. Look, so you got any last words for us?
Of course. You know, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed myself. It was a good show. And I'll be back next week.
That's what's up. Jadeen, what's up, baby?
I need to put my one picture on there. It will not know for some reason. Say if I put it to 5 times, but then the picture disappears, still won't get on CNN.
Right, it's just going to be in his archive.
I'll post it.
You know, I never even got that picture. I never even got that picture. He'd be looking at it while he's standing.
Hold on 1 second. All right, no, I didn't get the picture.
But I enjoyed myself, you know. I always enjoy myself on here with you good people, and I will definitely be on here next week.
That's what's up. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. SinCityRadio.Ning.com. Get it in, y'all. Kevin Hart
right.
is still playing.
CityRadio.Ning.com, SinCityRadio.net. Hit us up. All right, Pranks, Chronicles, we got it all. All right, y'all.
Peace.